you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You can listen to the podcast anytime. And there was a guy just listening earlier. You're listening now, but to the show of earlier today. We were talking about Guam and what they call Guamers and Guamers, Guamites, Guamarians.
Guamaniacs.
Guamaniacs. And the guy says, no, they're called Guamlets. I didn't get that one.
How did we miss that?
Guamlets. That's what they're called. So you can listen to that. Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Tell Alexa to listen. We had Rainn Wilson on, too. If you missed that, he was very funny. So he's a very cool dude. Later this week, another cool dude, Paul Mercurio, Jungle Jack. And then, of course, Greg Warren, who's a cool dude, and Sean Gannett.
And Sean Gannett, who falls into a different category.
Yeah.
And Nick Allen's a pretty cool dude.
Nick.
He's here tomorrow.
Nick. And it's Tanline Tuesday on Twitter, too, at TNT Radio Empire.
Yeah, apparently that girl that you were drooling over last segment, that's Paul Mercurio, according to him.
Oh, yeah? Did he say that?
He just checked in on Twitter and wondered where we got that picture of him.
Man, I wish he looked like that. Which would be weird. If he's still a penis, though, that'd be weird, you know?
Hey, whatever works for you, man. Yeah. We're not judging.
Well, we kind of are.
Yeah.
Okay, we're a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even if he looked like that, his personality would still be kind of a turnoff.
It'd still be Paul.
But I have a feeling you'd look past it at least for one night.
If Paul kept his mouth shut.
Yeah.
Which isn't going to happen.
No. Well, I mean, if he didn't talk.
And that's not going to happen either.
No.
Did Petey mention George Grant?
No. Who's George Grant?
George Grant of Boston, Massachusetts, patented the wooden golf tee on this date in 1899.
What'd they do before that?
It was unpatented.
No, I mean...
they used to take like piles of sand.
Oh, that's right. They did.
They hit it off little piles of sand.
They did. You'd rustle up some dirt and put in a little anthill, right, basically?
Yeah. Pretty much.
And
I say the tee should be able to use the whole way down the course. Yeah, I never understood that.
Yeah, tee it up in the fairway.
Yeah, whatever.
Wow.
You should be able to tee that bear up anywhere in my kind of kind of golf.
He's been skipping all kinds of golf news lately. It's not like him because there was a story yesterday. The PGA is finally not going to take calls from people who want to rat out guys who broke rules.
Good. You mean narcs?
Yeah, on their couch.
Right.
And I don't know who they call, but they say, well, you moved his ball.
Right.
When it rotates two dimples.
Yeah. So they're not taking your calls anymore.
Right. Plus the cameras are only on like some of the famous golfers too, so the other guys can get away with anything.
Right.
So
they don't follow everybody, every shot of everybody.
Not everybody's dimples.
And to be fair, when people called in, it was generally about something that no one, even the golfer themselves, saw happen and knew happened.
Yeah. It was narcs with a book in front of them, right. Just shut up, you narc.
Yeah, many times no one even saw it. It did? I didn't know. Yeah, well, it did, and here's video evidence. Well, I guess it did. We're going to have to, you know.
Golf has enough stupid rules. They don't need a bunch of narcs.
Yeah, you don't exactly expand the...
Watching TV.
The NFL should take our calls, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's it.
Clint Blakeman should take our calls on the sideline. At least just ours, since we know him and we have his number.
On the sideline.
Yeah.
During
a timeout, we should be able to call Clay. Look that over again. We're sitting here at the bar.
Every referee has the red phone for his buddies.
Right. Yes. Or just you have his number, like we do.
On the sideline.
I think he leaves it in the locker room.
Ah, Cleet, your buddies are trying to get a hold of you. Right. They have some thoughts on this ruling.
Somehow we need access to that Microsoft pad that they have.
Right.
Saying, that was obviously a catch.
Hello.
How could you not call that a catch? Adam Thielen caught that. Changes the whole momentum of the game.
All right.
And born on this date, however, dead now, Frank Sinatra, the chairman of the board.
Is there a story going out there about Frank Sinatra wanting to have Woody Allen assassinated?
I haven't seen that.
All right.
But that doesn't mean anything.
No.
Yeah, in this day and age of the sexual harassment allegations, Frank Sinatra is glad he's dead.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, the Rat Pack wouldn't exist.
No.
The Rat Pack. But the ladies love the Rat Pack, though.
Yeah, but somebody
so, you know.
But they broke up with somebody.
Yeah.
They ticked one at. They ticked a few people off.
As all powerful men seem to do.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I'm looking for some Rat Pack music we got here.
Oh, we do have some,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
That's always good.
Oh, the is this the racist Rat Pack stuff?
The racist,
no,
well, yeah.
Or
we like to just call it the Rat Pack. All right.
We do.
Hey there, Fruity, you can do my hair. Hey there, Fruity, don't touch me down there. Hey there, Fruity, you're gay and I don't approve.
Although Frank did stand up for his buddy, Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, completely, man.
Yeah,
completely.
But that's just because he was his buddy.
No. He was Frank was actually a liberal back in those days. He really was, you know.
Was he for the civil rights?
Yeah, he was totally.
Yes,
like,
he was.
Oh, man, he marched with Kennedy and all that stuff, you know.
And Mr. Chinaman say
that's
in his Chinaman
there.
Way, a ding-a-ling, a ching, a chong, a ching, a chong, choo.
And then, of course, here's Frank's most famous song.
The drunk old Injun squatting in his teepee, fire water keeping him warm.
He died today? Is it the story?
It's his birthday.
Okay, got it. He would have been?
The anniversary.
All right.
Of his birth. He was born on this date in 1915.
There's a cool documentary out. I think it's on Netflix now. I saw it when it was on HBO or something like that, but it's about Frank Sinatra's life, and it's really cool. Good chance to check it out.
Oh, I did see a portion of
it. It's really good. The whole thing's good.
Yeah, he did tick some people off, though.
Yeah.
Like women.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. He was sincere about the civil rights.
Oh, totally, man. He was all over that.
Yeah. I don't know if he was much of a suffragette.
No.
No, but I think women already had the right to vote.
They did.
But
he might not have agreed with it, though.
More wants to get rid of that.
He might not have agreed with that.
Yeah. Anything after 10, he wanted to get rid of.
You can vote and I don't approve.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is warning President Trump that she is not about to back off her call for him to resign over allegations of sexual assault. On Twitter today,
good for her, man.
Trump went after her.
Oh, really?
Labeled the New York Democrat a flunky for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Went on to say,
this is the President of the United States.
Get this. Okay, you got to hear this.
We can't normalize this, man.
You got to get this. Went on to say that Gillibrand would, in his words, quote, come to my office begging for campaign contributions not so long ago, in parentheses, and would do anything for them.
You mean when Trump was a Democrat and donated money to the Democrats? Because he did. For years.
Yeah.
That's really not the point.
No, that's the point.
Let's think about what he's saying.
He's alluding
here
to the fact that she did something to him, and that's wrong.
And or would agree to do anything for a little bit of cash.
I love the poorly educated.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Well, he should go into detail.
Because he's got nothing.
There's none.
Give us explicit detail.
No. There's none. He just has to throw out the
crap.
Yes, he just has to see what sticks up against the wall.
He was tweeting this morning at 4:10 Eastern. That means he's up at 4 o'clock Eastern, worried about something. He's pissed off about Mueller again.
Gillibrand then fired back on the Twitter, saying that Trump cannot silence her or the millions of women who've gotten off the sidelines to speak about the unfitness and shame that he has brought to the Oval Office.
That's true. But he's
now still three
there.
Of Trump's accusers went on NBC's Today with Megyn Kelly to talk about their claims of past inappropriate sexual advances by Trump. That is what prompted Gillibrand to come out again to say, "You got to go, dude."
Yeah.
And Trump says, "You're a flunky, and you used to come over here and offer that up for some cash."
Well, basically, how he's alluding to that, and he's still there.
Well,
and he did all the stuff everybody else is getting fired for, but Todd's right.
He didn't.
Well, he didn't. Well, he said he didn't. That's right.
He didn't.
17 accusers are all lying, right?
Deny.
Yes.
Deny.
And, like, all the more women are lying, too.
Deny. Yes.
Everybody else is telling the truth, though. The other guys, the Conyer guy and the Franken guys are all telling the truth.
Well,
the Weinstein people are telling the truth, and Matt Lauer's telling the truth.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Else,
Yeah, they're all telling the truth, but in politics, they're not, because there's
the
a great conspiracy.
What the difference is? Oh, the right and the left.
Well, the difference is they're out to get the politicians.
Yeah.
There's a conspiracy.
A vast conspiracy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's why I like
that. That's crazy.
He's old-fashioned.
Yeah.
I suppose so. And...
did he rate Kristen Gillibrand?
I'm sorry?
Didn't he call her like a four?
I think she's a handsome...
I don't recall
she's
that.
She's a handsome older woman.
Yeah, but
was
even
she
if
57?
She were, that's he'd probably call her a four.
Right.
She's a four at best.
I don't recall.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed you didn't include that.
Yeah.
You're talking about chicks in your tweet.
Right.
I expect them to be rated. I expect my president of the United States to rate chicks on a scale.
I expect
from
him to
10.
Be a scumbag and to say all that stuff. Because he's a real guy. He's a real guy.
That's a real guy's dude.
That's right.
You know she wanted him.
Oh, yeah.
A former U.S. Army soldier who defected to North Korea in 1965 is dead now. Makes you wonder.
I think 43 years later.
Didn't they use him as a... I remember the story about this guy. He defected there, but... He wasn't allowed to marry a Korean chick, so they had to bring in a white chick for him to marry.
No.
That's
a
different
they brought
guy?
In a
different
Japanese
guy? Oh, that's
woman
they did.
For him to marry.
But he wasn't allowed to marry a Korean chick. But they also used
right.
him as propaganda for years, right?
Yes.
Gave him a job, an apartment, a whole bit, right?
Yeah, he was married to a Japanese woman that had to be brought in by the North. Mm-hmm. It says here that she was kidnapped
really?
By the North, and he starred as the villain in several North Korean films.
Oh, he did. He played the white guy.
Apparently.
The Caucasian guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, the white American's going to be the bad guy.
In a North Korean movie, right?
And there's not that many to choose from, so he got all the roles.
Right.
It would seem. He was 77.
All right.
Yeah, he probably ended up getting a little typecast at the end there.
You'd think.
He was actually living in Japan now.
Oh, he got out?
Yeah, but...
I let him out. I didn't know that.
Well, you know, they only care so much.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, but he's dead now. Collapsed outside his home, where he's lived there since 04. Oh, and I did neglect to mention, and another person that is being accused of groping, Larry King.
Oh, yeah, I read that yesterday. And that one didn't surprise me.
That didn't surprise me either.
Nah.
That one did not surprise me.
Grab
However,
ass from way back, Larry King.
Now, he told People magazine that he flatly and unequivocally denies the claims and he will sue.
They always say that.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Well, no, Trump says he's going to sue and hasn't sued.
Well, he says that, but most people haven't said that.
That's true.
When can we have a threesome?
The number of people that Trump
says... It's a leading question there, Larry.
Right, he's going to sue, and the number of people who's actually sued.
Yeah.
Or like a zero to a billion.
Yeah.
Did you offer not to wear underwear?
Yeah, I can hear
but
right
there. Larry King doesn't.
They got audio, Larry King, here, saying all kinds of stupid stuff here. This is just the stuff we have.
You said you groped someone.
No, I said you groped someone. I said you groped someone.
By the way, I've just been handed this information.
Oh, you've been handed. I love what you're handed stuff. I never
see. That's great.
I never see anybody hand you stuff. So but it's still, weird how you say that.
But still, it's nice that someone does.
I like it.
I like it too.
I like it.
Are you gay?
Is that what you were handed?
Well, it was actually sent to me in an electronic fashion.
Got it.
Not the point.
I still like. I've been handed, or I'm hearing. I like.
Right. I like that one. Like
but you you're George Grant, the inventor of the wooden golf tee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was a brother, African American inventor, and a professor at Harvard.
Harvard.
That's like the that's like the Harvard. That's the Harvard of That's the Harvard of the Ivy League.
Dumb as they come.
Yeah. No, Yale is the dumb ones.
Oh, that's right.
Right. That's why Todd's got his Yale shirt on.
Well, Yale's not. Is Yale still in the Ivy League?
I feel weird wearing a Harvard shirt.
No, I think they got relegated for winning.
I wore my Yale shirt. I wore my Yale shirt this weekend in public, and it's just great to have a T-shirt that says Yale on it. Because I don't know what people. I mean,
did you feel smarter?
Well, no, I felt dumber actually.
Cause, okay,
because I'm wearing a Yale shirt, and if you don't listen to the show, first of all, there's no way in hell you thought I went to Yale. One guy said to me, he goes, hey, is that your Yale shirt? I said, yeah, it is.
did you feel the confused looks from people looking at you going,
I don't know.
No,
you know
didn't?
What? It's like when you wear any kind of college name on your jersey, if it said anything but an Ivy League school, it'd be like, oh, you got a shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
It says Arizona. Yeah. It says whatever, you know, Penn State, Nebraska, Iowa, whatever. But if you say something that says Yale on it, it just comes with the illusion that, oh, that guy must be, oh, no, it's Tyler in a Yale shirt. Oh, it's like Todd in his Yale shirt today.
Oh, he's a moron.
Yeah.
He went to Yale.
He went to Yale. Right. Well, he might have got in. He was at Yale. Right. haven't pissed off Dr. Mean in about a week.
I mean, it's not Brown or Harvard or anything. It's just Yale.
Well, they would quiz you if you had a Brown shirt on.
If it weren't for Harvard, we'd still be teeing off off a mound of sand.
Thank you, Harvard.
Yeah, no one would ever have thought of that. Blow these 118
definitely no
years.
Yale would have.
Did anyone from Yale come up with the idea of the wooden golf tee?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. Oh, we might have gone straight to plastic.
There's a great bit there in a Family Guy. Because Peter's ghost comes back in Christmas. Yeah. And he dies, and there's a future stepdad or something like that, and the kids come down there and say they go to Yale, but she works at the lock place, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, that's a funny bit.
And Stewie's going to Brown.
Right.
Four packages of hot dogs, sausage for breakfast because he's all fat.
And
I forget what Chris was.
Yeah, was he say Harvard? Or did he say Princeton? No, Columbia.
Yes.
He says, oh, you got accepted to Columbia. And he goes, no, I'm going to Columbia to mule some coke up or something like that.
Yeah, he's
going to
bring drugs back in his rectum.
That's right.
And then they cut it off because the game ran long.
Exactly. I didn't see the end of it. Pissed me off. Mm.
It all works out.
I still want to see the end.
A daredevil performer holds a new world record in Paris. A 23-year-old man named Nathan Paulin crossed a 2,198-foot rope, which was suspended from a square to the Eiffel Tower. He was suspended almost 200 feet over the river. The stunt took about half an hour, made money for charity. At one point, I believe the wind knocked him over.
So he had
a little safety thing on?
No, he just didn't let go.
Really? He did without a safety thing?
I don't know if he had a safety thing on or not, but it wasn't a safety thing that saved him. He just didn't let go, crawled back up, and finished.
All right.
This a tightrope thing?
Yeah.
Oh. Amazing.
It really is.
These guys are crazy. Especially the guys do without, you know, any kind of safety harness. I saw a guy put the roof, you know, because being roofs all over town right now. There's roofs going up. And I just saw these dudes walking around with no tethered on the roof. And I thought, man.
Yeah.
Two stories up, these guys are dead.
OSHA don't go for that.
I know. I know.
OSHA don't play that.
This is a white guy, too. Not even a Mexican. Old white dude walking up around the roof.
All right. Apparently, OSHA doesn't get involved in tightrope walking.
No, apparently not.
There's no regulations there.
Apparently not.
Now,
because they're not unionized.
Yeah.
There is another daredevil, the Chinese Superman, who has amassed quite a following online for his adventures in what is called rooftopping or scaling tall buildings without protective gear or safety harnesses.
Spider-Man, then, basically.
Yeah, he posts videos of himself in all these places, skyscrapers and, you know, the edge of some bridge scaffolding and whatnot. Right. And
sounds to me more like the Chinese Spider-Man.
Right. And you can see...
And there he'd just be called Spider-Man.
All of these things, yeah.
On well, no, it would be Chinese Spider-Man, no matter where he's at, because Spider-Man was Peter what?
Parker.
Peter Parker.
There you go. He's a white dude, the original Spider-Man. He's a white dude, right?
Yeah. As I understand it.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Wu, not a doctor.
Are you with me?
Apparently, Mr. Wu is not a doctor.
Ah, damn it. Man, just like every time we hear Hoda Kotb, we have to start singing Steely Dan.
Yes, and you know most people don't get either reference.
Ah, Dr. Wu. Steely Dan heads get it. The rest of you don't.
Most people don't get either reference.
Okay, most of you don't. Right. You're right.
Most people are not.
It doesn't matter. Take it from us. Are You With Me, Dr. Wu is funny as hell. Take it from us.
It is. So he decides to do some pull-ups off of a 62-story skyscraper.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
video shows him at the top of the building. He's using a piece of fabric to wipe down the ledge and swings both legs off the building and practices hanging off the edge.
That's pretty cool, man. Those guys are cool.
Yeah. After about 5 seconds, he climbs back up, gets ready for another try.
Cool, man.
On his second attempt, he fully extends his hang and does 3 full pull-ups.
Pull-ups are tough anyway.
They really are.
Yeah.
But, you know, this guy does this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Right. Unless you're tiny. It's easier to do pull-ups if you're a tiny
or
guy.
Or a kid. My son can do them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he does his 3 pull-ups and then tries to get back on the roof.
Cool, man. He's really cool. What?
I knew you were setting that up.
That's why I kept asking.
I knew you were setting that up.
Really? That's cool.
He's dead? Yeah, you know, after the 3rd pull-up, he tried to get back up onto the roof.
And then he what?
Lost his footing and he's dead now.
Couldn't make it to 4.
Oh.
Ah, your presidential physical fitness tests are hard.
He's dead now.
You really got to know what your max number of reps are in that situation.
Yeah, I understand.
Quit one early.
I understand it's more daring if you're not tethered down, but it's still scary as hell, so just tether yourself, you know?
Yeah, but
nobody will watch.
Have you seen the...
And that cheapens it all, and probably not talking about it if he doesn't die.
That's like telling NASCAR drivers to go slow so they don't wreck. That's why people watch.
Well, there's a guy... It's a thing going around on Facebook now. And these are higher towers than actually radio towers. I can't remember. It must be out west somewhere. But have you seen these?
What's higher than a radio tower?
Well, I don't know, Todd, but you have to see the video. It might even be a radio tower, but it's really, really tall.
Yeah, the tallest structures in the U.S. are radio towers.
It's big. And the guy gets $20,000 or something like that. They change the light bulb on top of this because the light bulb is where, you know, in case a plane would fly in.
Yeah.
So he gets $20,000 to climb up it. But he's going up through the middle, and it's so high. It's so scary. But with each step, he takes one tether, hooks it.
Click.
Then he walks up, takes the other one. So one is always hooked the whole way up. So he's not going to die, but he's at the top, and it's scary as hell. I think that should be enough. It's like this Chinese guy could have had to be tethered and still be pretty scary doing a handstand up there.
Yeah.
But him dying is actually, you know.
We've met guys who do that for a living.
But there are guys that have died doing that, too. And I don't get how you die if you're tethered the whole time. There's guys that fall off them. We knew a guy that, we didn't know the guy personally, but one guy fell off one in Iowa about 20 years ago, remember?
We talked to people who do that. They climb up 1,000 feet to change a damn light bulb.
Yeah, but this guy was making a lot of money, and I don't think a lot of those guys do. Might be some hazard pay, but I don't think they make a fortune. Right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.